I remember trying to breathe and I just felt like real hot, like I was on fire. They were dragging me on the sand and there was rocks there. So when they were dragging me, I felt the rocks against my skin and my legs, and it hurt, but I couldn't scream. And so I just remember laying there, feeling the hot sun, and then feeling the wind from the helicopter coming in. And the doctor said, "You'll be home soon."
I remember when I first saw you, the doctors wanted me to identify you, like you had died or something. You were covered in bandages, and I can only see your eyes and your lips. And then they showed me the extent of the burn, how it went straight through the bone. They told me we can't salvage the tissue, so I had to sign papers saying that it was okay for them to amputate.
When I woke up from that 3-month drug-induced coma, having to learn everything that a baby has to learn, I didn't even recognize myself. After the first time I saw myself in the mirror, that's when I just broke down. I literally thought that my life was over. Kept thinking, what was I going to do? How am I going to get a job? What did you think about?
I just knew that you needed me and I was going to be there. Were you ever scared that I'd leave you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard not to think about that. Because a lot of people didn't want to be seen with someone that was ugly. What was it, like 70 plus surgeries, skin grafts? I really didn't want to leave the house. I just thought to myself, man, people don't know how to ask questions. They just want to stare and point. I'm just glad that you're there to help me.
The crazy thing is, I'm still more self-conscious about what I look like than you are. But I've grown so much over the past 5 years. Didn't ever think that I'd be as strong as I am today. And most of it is from you. I can't imagine you not being in my life.
We've been through so much in so little time. Shouldn't be anything that could tear us apart besides death itself.